It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Hey guys, what is up?
And gals,
you're right.
And all in between.
I do leave the gals out. Not usually, but I do my best with what I have.
Hey Kari.
Hi Alicia, how the hell are you? Is it a good thing that we do this on hump day because we're so indifferent about what
which
may
way
come?
It could go.
Right,
because yeah.
What has been and what may come are just
Sounds like a movie. Well, it's what dreams would come. Or what dreams. It's Robin Williams. Anyway, welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Alicia here and Kari coming to you from Traeger's.
And looking at the doghouse. I'm always looking at the doghouse.
Right.
Well, I'm not in it. I'm looking at it.
If you're always looking at it, though, it's always on your mind.
I'm always within
Maybe
the vicinity.
Maybe that's what that song was about. It was always on my mind. Probably. But Traeger's opens at 4. Doghouse opens at 5. Traeger's with the Cinco on Wednesday. Trivia on Thursday. I have not seen a thing for trivia on Thursday lately. So
me neither. And we had a trivia challenge with Male Encounters, and I don't know.
You keep bringing it up.
And they keep avoiding it. So I think we have, let's do this, because I'm just going to be the bossy pants in this little situation. They have 48 hours to set a time and date, or they forfeit, and we take the win, and we run with it. I feel like it's an official.
You're wearing a dress, first of all. You have no business talking about wearing pants. Second of all, we could show up tomorrow. He said anyone's welcome.
I have the kids this week.
Oh,
they have 48 hours to respond with a date and time.
Okay.
If not, they forfeit and we take the win, and I will keep score proudly. And it will be Felk 1, Milk 0.
And I hate ultimatums. So this
Then good thing you're not doing it. I am.
Okay, good thing. So do I win or do I...
You're with
out?
Me, so you win.
Okay.
Once they forfeit and we take the win, we meaning I bully them into forfeiting, we win, and you just do what I say and be like, yeah, we won.
Bullying is not good.
It is good.
What is on your earrings today?
I believe it's a critter.
I cannot figure
it's
that
really
out.
It's a really pity.
It's a that's a pretty little butterfly.
I said pity instead of pretty.
That's a pity butterfly.
No, I think it's a dragonfly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Butterfly
or maybe a dragonfly and a
you
butterfly.
Think butterfly and dragonflies are cousins? Yeah, probably. I'm not.
Are we
going to
get into like the...
What is it? Like an arachnid? No, that's spiders.
Yes. Are we going to get into some kind of like the gene family? What is it? Like, when you have the science thing, it's gene, it's like species, gene, something, something, to break it down.
I'm sorry. You have been way more in that world than I have lately.
As far as education? No, I ditched most of it.
Well,
so what else
day?
Is new?
How's your day?
It was good.
Yeah,
I got my washer fixed. No, actually,
oh,
I got my...
For you.
This is one step forward, two back. So the dryer broke, mm-hmm. and the washer had a leak. So someone came, they fixed the dryer... relatively cheap and quick. And I said, okay, well, while you're here, there's a little leak in the washer. Take a look at that. That one's going to be twice as much, twice as long. I'm all, whoa, 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 whoa. So dryer fixed, washer worse.
Okay.
And I pulled my rug out of my living room, which makes a whole difference, which you wouldn't think. And now I'm going to clean it and put it in my casino. And I'm cleaning my car to sell it.
I am addicted to, like, cleaning TikToks and cleaning, like, videos. When they clean rugs with the power sprayer... That's
I know, I need a power washer. I want someone who has a power washer.
I have one, but I don't think it's as powerful as they need.
Also, but on the way here, when I was looking for my menopause fan and my 8-ball in my purse, because we carry those everywhere, I said we, like the multiple personalities in my head.
I have a question for your 8-ball, actually. If you could bring that out later, that'd be
let's
great.
Let's bring out the 8-ball.
Okay, great.
See what happens today.
Great.
So, Dave, if you ever wanted to take a picture of the things that carry always... Oh, my fan broke. Oh, hails bells.
I thought last time the batteries were dead. Did you not fix that?
Well, who knows? Anyway.
Oh.
Okay, what's your 8-ball question?
Do we get it
out loud?
It's not an out loud one. It's for later. Not for now.
I just gave him the worst side eye.
When did you start carrying that in your purse? Like,
oh, my 8-ball's been with me probably for about 9 years.
Is that bad? Who does anyone else carry an 8-ball?
No. This would be a great picture.
You're the first, but I mean, I don't know.
The first time you brought up 8-ball, I thought you were talking about drugs.
Oh, shoot.
No, we can't afford that.
Among other reasons.
Oh, yeah, that's also unhealthy.
I wouldn't go around telling people on the no, podcast.
No, here's how you can... But I think it's a really good way to see what's in the head of people, because some people used to have an 8-ball in my purse, and they're like, oh, I haven't seen one of those in years, and they're referring to this bad boy. But if you see that little thing change in their eye, they made terrible choices in college. Yeah. And I saw that thing change in your eye the first time I brought it up.
So did it.
So I can't wait to talk about your college experiences.
Did it make a decision for you that you were, like, tied to it?
Yes.
Like, have,
okay. I have made many life-changing decisions on this. And so remember that one time I almost missed a flight because it's always in my purse.
You're like the non-villain Two-Face, but with an 8-ball and not a coin. Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, I was going through security and they said it has too much fluid. And I said, and they said, well, we
so
have.
So do I. Is that what you said?
And I was like, you want me to pee right now? We'll test this.
So do I.
Because I just left the airport bar $50 more.
How much fluid could an 8-ball have in it?
And that's what I questioned. I said, it doesn't say, and you don't know, so you can't take it. Well, we think you should go back and check it. I said, I'm not going to go back and check it because then I would miss my flight. My bag's already been taken. I don't have a carry-on other than my purse, and so I sat there and argued with him. And I said, you can't even weigh it because you don't know how much the case is, the little blue thingy inside. I said, I guarantee you. And well, I tried to mess with the guy. He had no sense of humor, and I said, well, let's ask it. Because what is it, like 2.8 ounces?
I have no idea. I thought it was 3.
Anyway, so I said, whatever. I shook it, and I was like, is my 8-ball a threat to this flight? And it said...
Ask again later.
It said no.
Oh, what? Oh, it said no. Oh.
So yeah. I looked at the guy and I said, what? Because you're not taking my 8-ball.
Well, obviously he didn't, so you talked him into it. But yes. No, you are the only person I've ever known, ever.
To carry an 8-ball and a menopause fan?
A, to carry one, and B, to rely on it for anything. Like,
who? You would not base a life decision off this bad boy?
I haven't yet.
Oh, let's ask Google. Google, how many people carry a magic 8-ball with them?
I don't think that's on Google.
Google will find out if it's Google worthy. Did I ever tell you about my mental breakdown, my midlife crisis about being Google worthy? Well, you're about to find out. So, you know how we all get crazy and Google an ex every now and then?
Yeah.
So, I dated this asshat in college for a really long time. And I wanted to see what he had been up to. And we were together for 5 years in college for an 8-year degree
that
took
me. Just before cell phones.
Yes, it was. That's how old I am. And he was into theater and he was doing screenplay and all this stuff. So I Googled his name one day. And you know, like, there's the G and then the O-O-O-O-O-O, all the O's in Google.
You mean two? Yeah.
No, but if you look at the bottom, all the O's, like if you were typing butterfly, there'd be like a gazillion
of how many
O's.
Pages
right.
Got it.
He was all the O's. And he is on IMBD. He was actually one of the cinematographers for Walking Dead. He's been in a couple of movies and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he's Google worthy and I'm not? Like, and then it made me think, like, what if he Googled me? And it was like, meh. Like, nothing, right?
I'm pretty sure mine would be Valfrey. It would be Google. Google.
Yeah, I don't think mine would have a single vowel either.
Yeah, no,
mine
would
just, yeah. So I did. I Googled myself and I think, and this was prior to poop. I had maybe one thing, and that was just my profession at the time. And so I went through this midlife crisis that I'm not Google worthy, and I need
okay.
to do some. No,
I
no,
feel,
I have to decide. Is it okay to not be Google
it's
worthy?
Okay. Because I feel like 80% of the time it's going to be bad stuff.
Well, that's only if it's you're like a prisoner. Like all of his Google worthy stuff. I mean, he was legit. Like okay. he's made himself like
well,
he's.
Well, then
you've
got to change your careers, Carrie. Because
I want at least a whole That sounded terrible. Like then I would be goo. I'd be goo.
Goo.
I'd be just
but
the G you, in the O and
Carrie,
then the other G.
You have always been good enough for me. Just so you know.
Okay, how many O's do you want?
Me? None. Yeah. I'm okay.
You're just still goo.
Yeah, I'm okay with
you're
that.
You're not. You don't want a goo.
No.
How many O's until I'd be satisfied with my life?
That's a good question, and maybe you should ask your 8-ball.
Okay. Well, it doesn't give out numbers. Will I be satisfied with 1-0?
You won't. You won't. There's no way.
This says without a doubt.
Well, I don't believe it.
Hold on. Will Alicia be satisfied with no O's?
All I know is I would probably...
Oh, Al looks not so good, so we need to get you some O's.
I would probably be okay with the O that I have, which is marrying the first gay couple in San Juan County, and I'm okay with that O. And that's enough O.
We'll put that on Google's list to look up to see if that's even on Google yet, because I don't think that's going to get you...
I thought you were going to say if that's even true, and I was
No, I know it's true, but I don't know if that's going to get you your first O in Google.
Why wouldn't it? That's a big O.
Don't we all want at least one O?
All right. Well, whatever. Have you ever thought about... So there's search engines in Yahoo that has two O's. Google that has two O's.
There Bing that has no O's.
Bingo.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. Well, no, I heard someone say that two O's was...
Definitely better than one O.
More interesting. And obviously, you've case in point. So, whatever. The internet is... I remember when the internet first came around. I'm sure you do too.
And yes, the dial-up was...
AOL would send you those like free trials, and every time I'd put it in the computer, and my mom would be like, stop it.
But and I can still hear the dial-up sound.
In your dreams or nightmares or whatever?
Yeah. It was terrible.
Okay. Okay. I actually wanted to talk to you today about love bombing. How do you feel about love bombing?
Oh, that's a terrible, manipulative, silly little phase that wears off and then leaves you wondering what the fuck you were doing.
It's very confusing.
It really is.
Or, like, dating someone backwards. How's that feel? Have you done that?
Well, what is your dating backwards definition? Because it might be different than mine.
They're super heavy in the beginning, and then you get, like...
meh.
And then, yeah, they fall off. Like, I feel like people do that a lot.
Well, I think...
they're just so searchy and, like, needy that they do it that way, and it's not
good. And that's
why
it's called the honeymoon phase, right? Because it's all fun and glory and glitter.
I guess it would be the same thing.
And then you get burnout, and you're like, oh, you again.
This isn't it.
Same old breath, same old...
Yeah, but love bombing. I don't know. I was looking it up on TikTok.
But hold on. Let's circle back to love bombing, because I feel like not only is that an important thing to recognize and understand, but it is an amazing thing when it happens. And I always call it, like, the butterflies. Because I'll be damned.
I think there's a difference between butterflies
really?
And love bombing.
Because I like the butterflies. And when the butterflies go away, you're like, I don't know. I almost want to feel like it's like danger zone. Give me the butterflies. I want to be excited to see you again. And the minute I'm not, then we...
Maybe butterflies don't go away. Maybe I have a skewed.
Maybe they just go into hibernation and then they come back. Because I've been in a few relationships
where... My butterflies are bears.
My butterflies are in their cocoon for now. Where, you know, like, you're all excited in the beginning and then you, like, the honeymoon phase is over and things become kind of dull and mundane. But then all of a sudden, I don't know, they do something and you get a silly little butterfly and like, oh, there you are. And it helps sustain the relationship for a little bit longer.
Maybe they're not butterflies. They're just butterfly. And that maybe should be
true.
Okay.
Just one little flutter here and there can maintain.
I don't know. I went down a couple rabbit holes at work. Today.
Did
you ever heard
butter?
Of a covert narcissist?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean, yes. Baby daddy too. I have read and researched so much about narcissism and love bombing phase and all the things that I think I am now a genius. Well, I mean, I was before, but I'm even more so. And it makes so much sense. And it's all in hindsight. And you want to, you know, take yourself outside and kick your own ass in the parking lot. Call yourself names because it's like stupid. It was right there in front of you the whole time.
But so many people don't. I mean, no one.
Do narcissists know they're narcissist?
I feel, I don't know.
Eight ball question.
Google, no, just kidding. It's
but probably, Google still hasn't answered our previous one, so I think Google's a little
probably,
backed up.
The question you asked was probably not real. I don't have the eye for this. I need to tell you that my iritis is acting up.
Well, can you explain iritis?
Okay, yeah, I will. It's arthritis in your eye, and it happens when you get super stressed out. And so, apparently I've been super stressed out, but it's one of those things that your body knows that maybe your mind or your heart or the other things don't.
Well, what does it say? They're saying stress manifests itself in various ways.
Stress manifests, yeah,
stress
it does.
And everyone to each their own.
It does. Yeah, you're right.
So Google is saying that there is no confirmative answer on how many people carry a magic eight ball with them.
I know, because it's you. It's you.
Well.
It's going to be you.
So what was the following question that we were just going to ask Google?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was do narcissists know they're narcissists?
And I feel like some of them do, some of them don't. I don't know.
Well, if you're truly a narcissist, there's nothing wrong with you.
Can we get back to my iritis, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to go back to your iritis.
You have no questions for my arthritis eye?
Okay, well, if it's arthritis in the eye and it's called iritis, I have arthritis in my hip. Whoa, 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 homeboy. Crank that.
Not
okay.
Interested in my
no, I am, but I have a question because if it's iritis, if it's iritis because it's arthritis in your eye, I have arthritis in my hip. So what's that called? Hipitis?
Just like regular arthritis.
So why is yours? Why is
my eye is not a bone. Thank you very much.
It's still a muscle-ish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have arthritis in your muscles?
I don't know. Something in my hip is not happy.
Something in my hip. All I know is I have it, and it's happening to me. And one of my eyes looks like this today.
I do have something, though, that I found.
What is it?
In my purse. Well, I was looking for my chapstick, which I still can't find, and I found a thing from one of my kids' Happy Meals, and I thought we could do this.
Okay. Hey, the kid.
And it says, Chatter Time. Playful prompts for meaningful conversations.
And it came from a Happy Meal and in like a dirty shirt. Let's go.
I don't even know how to play it, but we're going to read a card.
You didn't.
Oh, the youngest person picks a card and starts the conversation.
That's
okay,
me.
That's you.
Hell
pick
yeah.
a card.
Hey, yeah.
This could go either way, folks, but I'm assuming because it's in a kid's Happy Meal, it can't be.
Okay, so you choose one of these is what I'm assuming, right?
Or you choose one. I don't know.
No, I think it's you. Sleep with a light or sleep in darkness?
Sleep with a light.
I am sleep in darkness.
Ooh, why?
Lights are bad for you.
See, and I still, to this day, I don't know if it's part of the PTSD thing or whatever, I tend to have nightmares still. So even if it's a tiny little light, I am asleep with light. Not like a big light. I can't sleep with a big, big light.
Right.
But I have to have a light source at all times. So even in hotel rooms that get really, really dark,
yeah,
I will open the
Especially
microwave.
Especially ones in Vegas.
I will open the microwave door for a tiny light or leave the bathroom light on just for the little bit under the door.
My microwave is a night light. Okay, go ahead. Your turn.
Okay, this is you. What if the answer is all of the above? If I could answer for you, you'd be all both? Okay. Would you rather, basically, which of these? Play an instrument in front of a crowd or speak in front of a crowd?
Play an instrument.
Really? I was going to say
if I was good at it? Hell yeah.
No, there was no if I was good.
Oh.
So well, my thing was speak. I think you would do both.
If I wasn't good at playing an instrument, obviously I would want to speak.
What instrument would you play?
An oboe.
A who? What'd you call me? Well, don't call me that.
An oboe. Actually, in high school,
isn't the oboe the long wood that you blow into? That like from
it's
like
a, it's a
Africa?
Wood, it's a wood instrument, but it's
like a woodwind.
Not. It's a woodwind. No, I played bass clarinet in high school and I loved every minute of it. But you said that question does not say that I'm good at it, which I was really good at it. But I would speak because I know that my voice works. Hi. Yeah? All right. On to
fair,
you.
Fair. Okay, next question.
All right, which of these? Live in outer space or live underwater?
Water.
Same.
Hands down.
Same. Who knows what's out there?
I would be curious, I also like water. I like the bubbles. I like the feeling. I like the sloshing. Even if I was under there, I would still, if I went really fast, I would feel sloshing.
And if you're
or I could fart.
If you're going to get technical like you did with my cards, you'd die in both if you tried to live there. Because it doesn't say live with tank, live with suit. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
Either way, breathing would be an issue in space or underwater. Whether you have...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
mean, obviously, we can't breathe underwater. And space, we'd have to have the
Titanic.
Thingy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wow, you just want to rush these cards so fast. You are not interested in the whole getting to know you. Kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have rain every day or have snow every day?
Ooh, rain. Oh, well. See, and I think of the repercussions of all of these, but rain. Yeah, rain.
Rain. The sound.
Yeah. I am not Missy Elliott. I can stand the rain.
Wow, I thought that was Macy Gray.
I can't stand the rain.
No. It's not Macy Gray. But with snow, I love that there's no sound. You know, have you ever gone outside and it just absorbs and it's so silent and it's wonderful?
Yeah, I can get that. But all the time. All the time.
Oh, but I do like the sound of rain and the
but
smell.
But do you like to be wet?
I just said I like water. That's why I choose the ocean.
But like, I guess you dress accordingly.
Yeah.
Again.
I run through sprinklers. I'm constantly in the pool. You're up.
Cool. All right. Which of these? Be really, really tall or be really, really fast? Obviously, your shoes light up in the ladder.
Oh! I almost peed. Wow. But the whole fast thing, because I'm always late, that's really tempting because people bitch at me a lot.
So you'd run everywhere and still be late? Cool.
I'd be less late.
Sorry, I was late.
And tall, I feel like, is hard
power
to...
Power walked.
I don't think I'm that tall, but apparently the average female, Google will tell me what this is in a minute, is around 5'4", 5'3", and I'm a good 5'6", which isn't tall,
I'm
tall.
I'm a good 5'6".
I'm not a bad 5'6". I'm a good, good 5'6". But sometimes I...
Average is 5'4", yeah.
I was right. This is why those little Felkers should be scared of Trivia Night. Anyway.
Because you know how tall women are?
No, because I got that right without even looking.
Oh, okay.
I just knew my trivia. I am not done answering my question.
I'm put not that card down. You are, okay. And I will put the card down quick.
Because I try to dress sometimes and I buy things sometimes that go up my ass because those extra 2 inches are rather violating. And so being too tall, like I said, I'm not too tall. I'm only 5'6". If I were any taller, I would never be able to wear anything cute that's not up my ass.
Okay. But you'd probably be really good at basketball.
I have no athleticism.
Okay, there's that.
So if I were to go really fast, run really fast, it would I would still be like, because I'd trip every 2 seconds on air.
I, too, would like to be really, really fast. So same on
like
that
to be
one.
Fast-witted.
Fast is... Yeah,
okay,
I would.
Next question.
Okay.
Oh, I know the answer to this one for me, anyway. Watch a sunset or watch a sunrise?
Sunset. All day, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes when, like...
It's the end of the day.
You see the sunrise and you're like, oh, crap.
What fresh new hell's coming with this?
Oh, crap.
Right?
What have I done? Oh, crap.
What fresh new hell is this? Because you always, like, at the end of the sunset, you're like, and that fresh hell's over. Time
yeah,
to go to
let's
bed.
On to the next refresh, start over, let's do this.
Yeah, you see the sunrise and you're all, feck. Feck.
All right, ready? Which of these? Be able to speed up time or
God.
Be able to stop time?
I would never be late if I could stop time.
I love that all your answers are based off of your punctuality.
Or lack thereof. Well, okay, speed up time or stop time. Final answer, stop time.
Yeah, same. You know why?
Why?
Because life's already fast enough. The days are slow
this
and the
is
years
true.
Are fast.
At our age, we've seen so many deaths and been through so much shit. We're like, yeah, can we not?
Yeah.
Especially if we go back to the whole love bombing and butterfly. Sometimes you may want
yeah,
that to
just
slow down.
Just live there for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and stop time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then I think you could rob from people better. Like, if I stopped time. What was the TV
Your
show?
Your criminal record would be way better.
No, there was a stupid TV show on Nickelodeon way back in the day. And again, I'm younger, older than everyone here. And she clapped. It was like a magic thing. And she gets stop time. And she would finish a test. I would stop time. I would go through everyone's wallet. I would find out so much dirt.
It's like Clarissa Explains It All or something.
Something like that. I don't know. But I would love to just stop just for a minute, especially in like tense situations, stop yeah. and think before I react.
Yeah. Well, I do the thing where I know like a moment is important. And so I try to
take
stop. It. I try to stop time in my memory. I try to say this stick. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
Which, okay. So I watch the Today Show every day. And they always have the concerts on the plaza. And you notice all these people, like, and even if my kid's having an orchestra concert or something, you see that people are watching it, and even though they're recording on their phone, they're still looking through their phone. Like, they're looking at their phone. They're not looking on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? Put your phone down. Because first of all, if somebody were to send me a 2-minute clip of a concert somewhere or your kid playing an orchestra, stop. It's not going to do anything for me. I love you. I love your kid.
Right.
But put your damn phone down and take in the moments without a screen.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like you said, preserve the moment. So, yes, stop time.
Okay. Yeah. No, I agree.
All right. Next. It is my turn, right? To
yeah.
ask you.
Yeah.
Have a sweet treat or have a salty treat? I love the word salty.
salty. Actually.
Why?
Because I love beer salt and vinegar and all of the... pickly,
Ewies?
Salty goodness. Yeah. You are disappointed in me right now. That face was really sad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could have seen that face, it was very, very disappointed.
Was that my face?
Yeah. Yours is obviously sweet. Yeah.
It is. But I think the downfall is because I can't have just one. Like, I had 3, maybe 4
it's
Butterfingers.
A tree, not like a bucket.
Well, I know, but like, when you have sweet, sometimes you want another one, but I guess the same with salt. Like, I don't know. Lay's potato chips, you can't have just one.
Well, salt and vinegar chips are delicious. That's all I know. Exactly.
But sweet and salty always make you want more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want like a Ruffles with sugar on it? No, thank you. Do you even know what a jelly bean is? No, you don't.
Yes, I know what a jelly bean is, and I like my chocolates with sea salt.
You okay, so maybe you like both. I knew someone that liked the sweet and salty.
Chocolate covered nuts.
Like a donut with bacon on it. Some people like that.
It's a it can be a thing for sure, for sure.
And I think it's disgusting, but that's me.
So. Busgusting?
It's disgusting.
Busgusting.
Oh, you're really all disgusting. So, okay, your turn. Which of these, dance in public or sing in public?
Die in public. Neither?
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh God, if I had to choose, I would dance in public at a Helen Keller convention.
You know my
I think
theory,
we just disappointed right? Google.
You know my theory, right?
Which is what?
About Helen Keller.
Oh, I have a hunch I'm about to hear it, though.
Well, she wasn't totally blind. She wasn't totally deaf. And, it's a whole thing. Whatever. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, so I would dance in front of people at a convention for the blind.
Okay. And you would sing at a convention for the deaf.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, what was that?
Way to get around the question, Carrie.
I salute. Your turn, okay.
Absolutely.
Have bird wings or have a fish tail?
Oh, bird wings.
Because the other one kind of stinks.
Go birds. Because the other one stinks.
Fish stink. And you'd have really long poops.
Here we go again.
Birds don't have a sphincter. You wouldn't even know you're pooping.
It said nothing about poop. Any of that.
I just went down Poopville.
every time. Why would you? Yeah, I don't. Fishtail or bird wings? Bird wings. You?
Bird wings, even though I'm scared of heights, but I would like to randomly fly over people and poop on them.
All comes back for her. You gotta go work that out, kid. You really gotta
go. I have
go.
Fiber. I work it out. Is it my turn?
No, I meant... Oh,
it's your turn
to
ask
someone
me.
About that.
What, my poop session?
Yeah.
I don't have a poop session. I don't think I have a poop session. Wait. Am I obsessed with poop?
Oh, she's asking her eight ball.
Ask again later.
After your session. Ready? Okay. Which of these wear flip-flops or wear sneakers?
One of each isn't an option? Okay. Flip-flops. They're easy on off.
Sneakers for me.
I'm actually wearing shoes, and I usually am in flip-flops, but...
You don't know what kind of elements you're going to run into, and then you're in flip-flops? What?
They're easy on off.
Yeah, they're also easy on off when you're trekking through sand or mud or anything that you don't want your shoe to fall into. Have you ever lost a shoe getting out of a lake?
Hell yeah, and that sound.
Yeah.
Do it with your sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's my Adidas.
Oh no, my flip-flop.
And then you use your toes, you're trying like...
My dad used to call them thongs, and I think it's hilarious.
Oh yeah, when a grown man's all, where's my thong?
Guess and you're what all, I'm wearing today? Thongs.
And I'm wearing... Wow.
How
it's
funny.
Opposite days.
Oh.
Okay. Well, then you have to act like me all day, and I'll act like
well,
you.
Well, I don't plan on hitting elements that are going to take my shoe away from me.
Oh, I haven't had... At the end.
Go. It's your turn.
Is it my turn? Okay. Oh, eat only fruits or eat only vegetables?
Fruits.
Okay.
No? You're...
I don't know. I'm thinking about that. Because sometimes I'm still confused.
First of all, tomato is a fruit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still confused on which is which here, half the time.
Okay, well, anything else? Cucumbers? Love them.
That's a fruit. Is it? Google.
Cucumber's not a fruit. I mean, it is a fruit. I just realized. Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it is.
Because it has a seed,
it has
right?
Seeds, yeah.
And more fruits are water. Like, they're more watery than vegetables, right?
I don't know about that, but
wait,
I know.
Celery is mostly water.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
What else, celery?
It doesn't have seeds. Of course it's a vegetable.
But it's also very water.
Very water. It's very water.
Huh. I'll be damned.
I saw this meme or something online that was like, if you could drink anything from any movie, what would it be? And I totally agree with this. In Waterboy, the flask that's like water that's from the Himalayan Asian, like Alaskan, and it looks like it's glowing, I would drink that. And you can't think of another one, so moving on.
No, I would drink from the well on the Goonies. Not like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enough said.
Yep. Yep.
I have one moving.
Yep.
Absolutely.
No, not the one with the coins where people...
and they are in it? No.
Yeah, but the one around the boat. Mm-hmm. I would totally drink that shit.
All right, you ready? Which of these run out of ice cream or run out of cookies?
Run out of ice cream.
Yeah, I agree.
Not really cold.
Have you ever tried my homemade ice cream?
No, I don't think I've ever been offered. Wow, our friendship just changed.
It is so good.
What do you do with it? I mean, like, banana?
What do you do with it? I mean, you can make any flavor. Mint chocolate chip, super delicious. Banana, watermelon. Huh, shout out fruit.
So it's a banana.
Vanilla. It's classic and favorite. Yeah, it's so good. I'll make it for you sometime.
Please do.
I've never made chocolate, which probably would be right up your alley.
Oh, my God.
Is there, do you have chocolate ice cream?
I do like the banana, and I like vanilla.
Yeah, so my family, every 4th of July, we would, my mom would make homemade ice cream, so I try to continue it on. But then I end up making, like, 4 quarts of ice cream that I have no business eating. Well, and then I gain 20 pounds.
So you just store it, right?
Yeah, but...
That's the handy thing about
ice cream. Homemade ice cream only lasts so long in the freezer, you know?
Does it?
So. Yeah!
I've been making a mistake. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
Last one, by the way.
To be cold or to be hot?
Cold.
Cold.
Yeah, you can do something about that. You can't do anything about the heat.
I always tell people that. Yeah. I can warm up a lot faster than I can cool off.
Which is why I haven't moved to Phoenix yet, but it's on the horizon. I see it coming.
Oh, it's too hot. I would... I like this
game. I'm hoping as I get older and my blood thins, I can find the heat a little bit more tolerable. As most snowbirds do.
Oh, hell no. I will never like the heat. Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
I hate being hot.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's my hope. But so far, I like the cold.
So, that was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Next time around, we're going to have a guest. I just know it. And we will be able to claim victory against the losers who refuse to respond to us.
They're not losers. They're
yes, they are. They're chicken shits because they haven't answered. And they have had plenty of time. And I just started talking shit. Yes, I did.
She took it up a notch. I hate to see what's next. But anyway, those are your parting words?
Yes, parting words.
All right.
Bye, losers.
My parting words are losers need love, too.
Well, that's your...
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.